SARS is set to auto-assess some 3 million taxpayers' returns, which means the tax collector filing returns on their behalf. Already last week, some taxpayers received SMSs indicating that their tax returns had been assessed, giving the taxpayer the option to accept the determination or edit it, which basically means the taxpayer saying, no, I don't agree with the determination. The formal personal income tax return season begins on the 1st of September. Well, to speak further on this is my colleague Amanda Fisser. She's a journalist and MoneyWeb contributor. Thank you so much for joining us, Amanda.
Good evening.
Good stuff. So what do we understand about how SARS has been able to auto-assess taxpayers' returns?
SARS has been using the data supplied to them by third data providers. That's your bank, your medical aid scheme, your retirement annuity, your pension fund, your insurance, medical insurance. So that is the information that they've used to pre-populate the tax return on your behalf.
So upon receiving the SMS which gives you their determination, you can reject their assessment. So what's the process there?
You can reject it, and it is advisable that people do not just accept it, but that they have to consider whether all the information has been populated onto their returns, whether it makes sense to them that they have to either pay SARS an amount of money or that they are getting a refund, and is the refund what they are used to? Is it bigger, smaller? So you have to interrogate some of that information and just not blindly accept that everything is okay.
Yeah. So for those non-provisional taxpayers who didn't get auto-assessed, they will then have to file their returns electronically or otherwise from the 1st of September. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Everybody can start... Well, there are already 62,000 taxpayers that have already filed on their own behalf. They've done it voluntarily. So if you are ready and you want to file, there is the possibility, but I think for SARS's own backlogs and their own administrative process, they would prefer that people start on the 1st of September.
Yeah.
And non-provisional, as you said, have until the end of January to do so. Then the other people who are using SARS at the branches have until, I think, this 22nd of October. And people who are doing the e-filing and the Mobi app can do it until the 16th of November.
Mm. It's all been rather confusing, though, the timing. I mean, initially we understood that the tax season would begin in July, but then because of COVID, it was then put back to the 1st of September. And then, like you say, SARS is trying to get its house in order, but it's not what we're used to. And I suppose COVID has created this unusual situation.
Absolutely. What has added to the confusion is that people who would normally, you know, have more complex tax affairs have also been assessed in this process. And there could be possibility that they are negatively affected by it because they have travel allowances, they have additional medical expenses, they have perhaps home office expenses that have not been taken into account because SARS would not know about that. So people will really have to look carefully at the amount that they are saying that they owe or that they are being owed to make sure that they, if they accept it, that they are quite happy with it.
Fair enough. Amanda, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again as the whole SARS situation develops, but thank you very much for giving us that advice. So Amanda says that do interrogate the advice that you get from SARS in terms of that SMS. Don't just blindly accept, otherwise you could lose out. Thank you so much, Amanda. That was Amanda Fisser. She's a journalist and MoneyWeb contributor.